The Echo. About the tower and churchyard wall, out nearly overright our door, a tongue of wind did always call whatever we did call of ore. The voice did mock our names, our cheers, our merry laughs, our hands' loud claps, and mother's call, "Come, come, my dears," or "Do as I'd a bid, bad chaps, bad chaps." And when a Sunday's on the green, in frocks and coats as gay as new, we waked with shoes a-made to sheen so black and bright, so vull-ripe slew, we then did hear the tongue of air a-mocking mother's voice so thin, "Come, now the bell to go for prayer, for prayer. 'Tis time to go to church. Come in, come in." The night when little Anne that died begun to zicken back in May, and she at dusk of evening tide were out wi' others at their play, within the churchyard that to keep her little bed, the voice of thin dark ire mocked mother's call, "To sleep, to sleep. 'Tis bedtime now, my love. Come in, come in." And when our Jean come out so smart a married, and we helped her into Henry's newly painted cart, the while the wheels begun to spin, and her gay nods, for all she smiled, did shake a teardrop from each eye, the voice mocked mother's call, "Dear child, dear child. God bless ye evermore. Goodbye, goodbye."